Garda. It's Colin Paul Gloucester.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. So, a number of things, but maybe the most urgent for you is that I've been telephoning a lot of telephone numbers of members of European Parliament about Ursula von der Leyen. And so, thanks. Yes, yes. But like, following on from emails from ECO about a for a vote of no confidence, and so now, the first email that I got from you about this was like a kind of a generic to sign a petition, but then right after I signed it, you sent me another email suggesting to actually telephone instead of email. Right, and so perhaps I would have actually emailed them if I hadn't gotten this second email, but I decided to telephone, and I didn't actually get through to any member of European Parliament during this campaign, but I did get through to a lot of secretaries and a few answering machines, right?
That's normal. They're very busy, and that's why those numbers are the
indeed, but right. A number of important points that I gleaned from such telephone conversations. One of these assistants said that she hadn't actually noticed any email by me, but I had actually, before you even requested me to informed me even about this. Call for a vote of no confidence. I suffer serious problems which I need to complain to politicians about. So I had actually already emailed this member of European Parliament, John Kelly, on the 11th of July and on the 4th of September. So actually, 5 days ago. So I pointed out to this assistant that actually I did email on those days, and. She said that they were away for holidays during this summer, and that there are 7,900 emails in the inbox, unquote. So this would really suggest that emails are probably not going to be very effective to getting the attentions of members of European Parliament.
On something as urgent as this, is phone calls is the most effective. Mm. It's brilliant that you called. That's very well done.
Thanks for congratulating me, but let's be realistic. I don't really get persons to do what I want to be noticed too badly.
It won't be one phone call that does it, and we won't know which phone call does it, but it'll be a combination of lots of different calls. And I think that if they hear from, and I say this from having spoken to MEC and their assistants, so the assistants report to the MEPs and they tell the MEPs basically, oh, we got some phone calls, we were talking about this, and people were talking about that. And they ask also, like, oh, really? Like, okay, tell me more. You know, it's like phone calls are highly valued.
Indeed, but brown paper envelopes cashed with €500 bills are more valued.
Did you send some of them?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Most constituents really do have an impact, and it's the collective. You know, so it's like, oh yeah, we've got a bunch of people in the room talking about this. Like, that's like, okay, yeah, I'll look into that. And now they might still go like, yeah, and I'm not touching it, like, for the barge pole, but at least you put it on their radar.
So, this personal assistant for John Kelly said that she didn't actually know that there is a proposition to have a vote of no confidence against Ursula von der Leyen, but she did say that recently, a few months ago, there was already such a vote, and that she survived it, and that actually this MEP, quote, supported Ursula, unquote.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's from the EPP, and so he's, to get him to distance himself, he's from the game. There are some Fingians in this world who, yeah, are going to use the word genocide, you know, it's just saying the right thing. So we're more likely to get the Fall or Labour or Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin, obviously, I don't know if you know, but the flotilla that's on its way right now to Gaza, that includes an Irish.
I did not know, actually.
Lynn Boyden from Dublin. He's on board. It's amazing to read this article. Anyone else from Sinn Féin, who wouldn't support would be awful. So, I think we have them, and I think getting Billy Gale might be too difficult. But I think Fianna Fáil, I don't know if you know Barry Andrews, he's an MEP, probably, his father is an Irish politician too. And Barry Andrews is actually very good on this topic, of Israel and Gaza. Human rights. He used to work before, I think he was CEO of Concern or Trump. He really, knows his stuff. He's a politician too. This stuff is really good, and I think we could. You might put a name to it, and then that would be great, because when he does that, and that helps us people see, oh yeah, this isn't a far left or a far right thing, this is also central.
I didn't actually manage to even get through to an answering machine for him. He is the second last one whom I tried to phone. Yep. But I do appreciate it's actually rather late in the day for Strasbourg. So,
it's so good of you to have done all that though. Anyway, and I do appreciate your call. I think that it's brilliant. It really is. And if not, we won't know whose call it was, and it won't make any difference at all. I think it is. The connection with phone calls persuaded some of these, and as I say, I think some of them aren't persuadable. In fact, they're not persuadable now, but they will be in time. And even if they could be persuaded, if they're not going to put their name to it now, like we need 72 to put their name to it right now, to get to the vote. And then when it comes to the vote, some of those Fine Gaelers, they might abstain. And at the beginning, at least, helps, So even if not, you haven't wasted your time by contacting them. My constituents are not surprised at this thing. They're not, defying their boss, but they're also not supporting them.
I agree that it is worth trying. And so I've been prioritizing ones which I think would be more likely to protect her than to remove her. I've been phoning Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil members of the European Parliament mainly. And a different one also, an assistant to a different one also said to me that she hadn't heard anything about this proposal to get rid of Ursula von der Leyen. She is an assistant for Maria Walsh.
Yeah, Maria Walsh is also Fine Gael, and that's annoying because Maria Walsh, she's Fine Gael, but on some human rights issues she's really good, and she has been good on this. She's really been outspoken about the targeting of hospitals and schools, and hasn't minced her words on that, and that, you know, we're looking to do far better. So I'll, thanks for letting me know that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pass on, yeah, you're right, here in New York, it's late in the day. I'm going to contact a colleague of mine, Nadine, because he's in touch with Manon Aubry, who's the MEP leading on this. So she may, like, Manon is from the left, she's from the far left party. And she may, or her assistant, whoever it is, is doing something on the ground, so I suppose, may just have gone, like, actually, the EPP, the FM, but that's probably short-sighted, because some of these Irish EPP members, okay, they are EPP, but actually, if you check their record, yeah, very well, so I think that was a good call on your part. I think she could be persuaded, she might be persuaded. Anyway, I'll pass it on because they need to, yeah, because it's basically the formality of it, not just about not asking to do something with a particular document that she doesn't have when you reply to that email that cancels the signature. So that's not something that we can do about that. But listen, I'll let you go because I want to inform my views about that so you can get that done today. So if you can, or first thing in the morning, because they have only until Thursday morning. And what we need to do is we need to get this over the line. We need to get the 72 MEPs. Because if we don't, the thing is the far right probably can. They're going to propose another resolution, basically the same one they did before the summer. And in their case, they're just doing it to kind of, you know, make headlines and give a little bit of a, you know, bloody nose or something, but not, they don't actually want to talk about the business, you know, playing politics.
Not like the Treaty of Nice second referendum in Ireland.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want, like, we're not in the business of selling newspapers here or whatever they have controversy. You know, they're taking, like, we actually want to stop her, we actually want to change.
Hang on, before we stop today, there's another thing. Do you know Billy Kelleher? That, do you know that he is trying to become the president in Ireland?
Yeah.
Right. And do you know that he promotes nuclear electricity?
I did know that, yeah.
Right. So it may be worthwhile to do a campaign against him. But anyway, I realise that this Ursula business is urgent, so get...
Yeah.
But bye.
Yeah.